Well, we're now joined by elite sprint coach, a man who's, well, coached the likes of Jared Haynes, Sonny Bill Williams, David Warner even, trained alongside sprinters, Linford Christie, David Campbell as well, and more recently been training Bronson Jerry. Roger Fabry, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now, Roger, what was your reaction to the news which emerged regarding Bronson and testing positive to performance-enhancing drugs?
Well, to be honest, it's devastating. It's like I suffered very badly with mental health myself. I'm a big advocate for that, and a lot of people know that. And it's made me sick. To be honest, I've had to up my medication a little bit, and it's been extremely challenging. Not so much for myself. This is the way I react from a situation. But it's not about me. It's about Bronson. It's about, trying to make sure that I can do whatever I can in any shape or form to try and support the bloke, like I have for many others who have done the wrong thing at certain times and made mistakes. And, you know, it's been very hard for me as well. You know, I've been trolled on social media, and I'm only a silly sprint coach. I can only imagine what the superstars get. And I haven't coped very well with it at all, to be honest. And, I'm in the area of performance, and people ask me, you know, what am I going to do about it? And, is it good for me to still display the likes of David Warner, who's had an indiscretion, and Jaron Hayne, who's had an indiscretion, and Bronson Harrison, Bronson Sherry, who's now has had an indiscretion. There's one thing in life that I've learned as I've got older. You know, you might not be able to control many things. You know, you're either born with a gift or ability to be able to do things. One thing you can control is loyalty, and that's important to me. And as I've grown longer, older, loyalty to me is the most important thing in life. So I'm there to support all those guys, and I'll provide the service at the same value and the same professionalism as I did, no matter what they do.
Well, credit to you, Roger, because I think Bronson's obviously going to need his friends to stick by him throughout this this period. So credit to you. Can I ask, in regards to an interview he did only a few days ago, he came out and said he feels like he's running as fast as he ever had. Yep. I've heard you also make comment that this young man trains as hard as anybody that you've seen. But did you see that gradual progression, or was it something that he turned up this preseason and all of a sudden there was that extra toe, that extra speed?
No, we'll see. The answer to your question is, this is the first time I've had a real, besides Jared Haynes when he decided to move from the NRL to the NFL, where we could solely concentrate with a footballer on speed specifically without any other interferences with their own team commitments or anything else. Because of COVID period, I had a chance to work. He had solely working with myself. So the rate of improvement was consistent with an athlete that would just focus solely on that. Obviously, he's going to get a little bit more improvement because he's never been exposed to specific mechanic correction. He's never been exposed to a specific speed program. And I don't know much about anabolic steroids or how much they help you, and whether, I don't know if it's still in his, if he's tested positive in the 26th of November, I don't know if it's still going to have a lasting effect. I've only just been working with him through the COVID period and just this side of this calendar year. Mm. So all the speed that he's developed, if he hasn't been still consistently taking it, and that was the only time, well, then I can't see how any of that's, you know, raises alarm bells to anybody. The work ethic of this guy has been absolutely exceptional. From the COVID period, I've had many, many footballers that have come down in this period, and they have let themselves deteriorate. He's one of the few that dotted every I and crossed every T. And I always, for me, I'm a little bit old school. I see the people who want to take performance-enhancing drugs are looking for ways to have a shortcut or maybe to try and get somewhere faster, but and maybe not do the work that comes along with it. Not for one second am I condoning the situation or even trying to justify it. But all I'm saying, as a performance coach, nothing was out of the extraordinary. Mm. He worked his heart out. Mm. And for me, this weekend was going to be one of the highlights of the many lowlights that I've had in this period, just to hopefully see this guy perform. Mm. And I know how important it was to him. So I can only just imagine how he's feeling.
Have you been able to make contact with him, Rog?
No, I've tried everything. I sent a couple of texts out, and I know he'll come in due time. And I just needed to know that he's okay, and just at least that I got a comment out in the paper that made me feel good.
What's unique about Bronson's ability, Roger?
As an athlete?
Yes. What do you see that maybe separates him from other athletes in regard to, you know, a 19-year-old who an emerging talent in the game? You've worked with other athletes, you said, like Jared Hayne as well. What was unique about Bronson?
But there's a unique quality with Bronson, and I compare it to Sonny Bill. Sonny Bill had the ability to be able, when I was coaching Sonny, to be able to process information really quickly and understand how to execute. As opposed to athletes who are also extremely well talented, they take a little bit of time to process information. He hasn't got the ability to process as quick as Sonny Bill. He is still in the elite category as far as I'm concerned, and a showcase of my portfolio of athletes. But Bronson showed me those displays. But the unique quality that had from Bronson is he's 19.
Mm. Yeah, exactly right. Just generally, Roger, what do you think would lead an athlete to take performance-enhancing drugs?
Look, again, it's not something that I've been privy and exposed to a lot. And the only thing that I could see, and I'm even trying to justify it to myself for him, is if he is in a position where he was frustrated that his shoulder injury was causing him trouble and the eagerness to get back onto the field and somebody's obviously given him some advice, which I don't think is obviously very constructive, but at 19, you're looking for anything to try and get you back onto the field as quickly as possible. Somebody might have said, you know, take this, do this. This is going to get you back there. Then, you know, you've got the pressure of the public and your coaches and your teammates who want you to perform and be out there. Sometimes, you know, at 19, I can't, you know, it's a judgment that you can't see that's not a ridiculous judgment to make.
Well, Roger, it's been great to get some insight from you this morning. Look after yourself, mate, and we really appreciate your time on the Big Sports Breakfast.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for having me on the show.